Episode 18, Who Told You That You Were Naked? Confronting the Voice of Shame. Scripture focus, Genesis 3:11, KJV. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Devotional, God's second question to Adam pierces straight to the heart. Who told you that you were naked? It wasn't about physical nakedness, it was spiritual exposure. Shame had entered the world, and with it, fear and hiding. But God wasn't just pointing out a fact. He was revealing a shift. Someone else's voice had been heard, and it wasn't his. The Septuagint preserves the intensity of this divine interrogation. Tis engelen soi hodi gymnos a. Who declared this to you? The Dead Sea Scrolls interpret this as God challenging the intrusion of a false voice into his creation. The Book of Jubilees suggests that the knowledge of shame came not from wisdom, but from disobedience. Satan's whisper in the garden did more than tempt. It rewrote identity. What had been pure and unashamed was now corrupted by guilt. The writings of the Essenes describe this moment as the birth of deception, when mankind first believed something untrue about themselves, that they had to hide from their Creator. God's question invites reflection. Whose voice are you listening to? The voice of your past, the accusations of the enemy, the doubt of your own heart, or the word of the Lord? John 10:27 says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We are meant to walk in truth, not lies, to live in freedom, not fear, and to see ourselves through God's eyes, not the serpent's distortions. When God asks, Who told you that you were naked? He is really asking, Who are you believing? The truth is, God never meant for us to walk in shame. His love was meant to clothe us in righteousness. His grace was meant to define us. Are you walking in the identity God gave you, or one that shame created? Have you accepted labels that God never assigned to you? Today, God invites us to reject the false narrative and return to the truth. We are loved. We are seen. We are forgiven. Let us silence every voice but His. And let us remember, shame isolates, but grace restores. When we believe lies about our worth, we distance ourselves not only from God, but from one another. We were created for communion with God and with His people. When we listen to God's voice, it not only changes how we see ourselves, but how we love others. God doesn't just ask where we are or what we've done. He invites us to be healed and whole. The first step is turning down the volume of every other voice. In Isaiah 30:21, we are told, And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. That is the voice we must follow, the one that leads to life. Closing prayer. Father, thank you for being the voice of truth in our lives. Forgive us for listening to lies that lead to shame and hiding. Help us to tune our hearts to your voice alone. Remind us that we are yours, fully known, deeply loved, and wonderfully made. Strip away every false identity we've accepted and clothe us again in your righteousness. Let us hear you clearly, walk boldly in truth, and reject every lie that says we are anything less than redeemed. Teach us to listen well and love deeply, as you have loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 a.m. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.